and welcome to another episode of Break It Down. I'm here with Becca.
Hello.
And myself, Emily. And we're going to talk about marketing campaigns.
Yeah, interesting PR bits and bobs.
Yeah.
There's been a few floating around.
Floating around.
But first, I think it's quite topical to talk about the weather.
How amazing.
As boring as it is, it's like...
Let's talk about the weather.
A heat wave. What's going on? Yesterday was like... I don't know if it was the hottest July day on record or whatever.
I think someone's car in the office was showing 36 degrees.
Ouch.
That's insane.
I'm so glad we've got aircon.
Yeah.
The wind, it's too muggy. There's nothing comes through the windows.
Mm.
But now it's kind of a bit gloomy. I mean, me and Emily have both wore very summery outfits today.
She's I had to resort to a hoodie over the top.
I've got my jacket, but I'm like, I'm not putting my jacket on in July. I just can't do it.
The thing is, it's hot, but it's just... It's like dull, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's meant to clear up though.
I feel like we're gonna have a massive thunderstorm and then it's gonna.
The thunderstorms have been unreal.
Oh yeah. The lightning the other day. Oh my god. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. but yeah, so that's our chat about the weather. I'm sure it's very exciting. We're just gonna talk about a little bit about PR stunts and sort of marketing campaigns that we thought have been pretty cool recently. Just companies that have kind of been on the ball and just really utilised their ideas and stuff. So I've got a few, Emily's got a few, we're just going to sit and kind of discuss them.
I mean, we've kind of narrowed it down to our favourite couple, but there's been so many at the moment. I feel like a lot of brands are just fighting for the spot.
I think it's the way to go now because...
Yeah.
You can do like normal kind of marketing and every day, but if you do something
different.
It's all about being standing out from the crowd and stuff, isn't it? So my favourite from this week was KFC's. I know I talk about KFC quite a lot.
They seem to nail it.
I've said it before, but I'll say it again. I absolutely love the KFC marketing guys or girls. I think they're fab. They're so on the ball and stuff. But because The Lion King came out last week, I don't know if this was copyrighted. They should have checked. But they got a still from the photo of just a few different scenes, like with Simba in the air and that kind of stuff. And they actually replaced it with KFC bucket of chicken, and it was so subtle. But
it's amazing.
It was so, and all that. I think all they put with it was just like, well, now it's our turn, or something that simple.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I absolutely loved it. I thought it was really funny.
That is, honestly.
KFC.
Yeah,
they nail it. And then, like, that thing with the Colonel and all that kind of stuff. They're just fab.
Yeah.
And, like, thumbs up to KFC.
Thumbs up. My first one is Diet Coke is removing its own labels to start a conversation about labels.
Aye.
It's only in America, so it's, like, they're doing it in festivals across the summer. But, yeah, it's... They've literally just, like, removed all the labels and put, like, multicoloured, labels on the cans.
Yeah.
That's
quite weird.
Yeah.
It make them stand out, though. Imagine seeing it on the shelf and what
is that? So, yeah, it's just mainly to get people talking about removing labels and their own, like, people's labels.
Oh, okay. That's good. It's a nice idea.
Yeah.
And it's so eye-catching. I mean, a company like Coke.
Exactly.
Something.
I'm pretty sure they could do absolutely anything.
It'll
be topical.
It's Coke, isn't it? So I've got another one, and it is food-based. I swear, I don't just, like...
Not before lunch.
...talk about food. All the time, it's food. But this is a local one that I thought was really quite funny. Domino's in Shrewsbury have been doing... You've probably seen the signs everywhere, roundabouts, junctions, all that kind of stuff. They're doing pizzas for $5.99. So on their Facebook this week, it's just been like, oh, do this, do that, do this. But my favourite was earlier on this week, they posted, because it was the start of summer holidays, they posted like a picture really, and they said, oh, the first person to come in store and do a little dance will get a free pizza.
That's amazing. I'd have been there.
Yeah. If I had seen earlier, and this little boy just come in, started dancing, they videoed him. He's pretty cool. No
music.
He was
going for it.
It was a bit awkward because there's like no music, and he got himself a free pizza. And I haven't checked the views on that video,
it was pretty viral.
Yeah, it's mental. But I just think it's like you said when we were talking about it before, start of the summer holidays, pizzas for £5, pizzas for free. Like, it's just crazy. And fair play to that little kid, he's got some moves. And now he's, you know, could be like famous someday, and then that video will come up.
That was a Domino's boy.
Yeah. Got a free pizza at Shoes Me Domino's.
I mean, what you would do for free pizza.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go and dance.
I think I'd
like make some.
Maybe not to go on Facebook, but maybe.
Yeah, maybe if they didn't video it, maybe, but
just had to, I think my dance in front of the desk.
A bit questionable, like
without music especially.
You have to just like get a bit on your phone and be like, hang on, let me put
headphones, silent disco.
Silent disco, there you go. I just hate how you can hear the dance moves, like the arts moving stuff. Yeah, so that was Domino's Shoesbury. It's a nice little one that everyone can get involved in, really. So
yeah, I think that is like especially like what I love about marketing campaigns and PR stunts is when we're involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it helps
when companies just ask for interaction.
Yeah,
I think it works so much better as
well. Definitely.
Like the KFC one, yeah, it went really well, but this Domino's one, the fact that they've got people coming in to do stuff, yeah.
And I guarantee there'll be so many more people going in.
Oh yeah,
to see like if they've won it. If they're the first.
Yeah, people checking their Facebook at 8 o'clock in the morning just to try definitely. And get there. Yeah, I really like that one.
Awesome. Also, LinkedIn goes on tour with a pop-up pub.
Ooh.
It's called The LinkedIn.
I like.
They teamed up with Heineken, and they're on tour in like Manchester, Bristol and Shoreditch, I think.
That's cool. That was really cool.
Yeah, I definitely would be there. It's mainly like to demonstrate how socialising can get job seekers closer to the job they want.
Mm-hmm.
Brands such as John Lewis, Lloyd's, The Lad Bible. Yeah.
God,
It's just like they've just set it up so people can socialise and job seek, basically.
Mm.
They've like at the scene, there's photographers that can help you with your new profile picture.
That'd be handy.
And they kind of set up like almost like a little seminar of how to like master your LinkedIn profile.
So I suppose it's kind of like networking in real life, but in
a pub.
Well, in an environment that's like a bit of an icebreaker, I suppose.
And I think the tagline was jobs on tap.
Jobs on tap.
See, pulling pints.
I like that. See, I've always thought as LinkedIn to be quite businessy and that kind of stuff, but I think this...
It's like a new generation of...
Yeah, it's putting them in a different kind of category for like fun stuff.
Mm. And I think as well, like for people to go out and job socialise.
Yeah. Well, it's more about like who you know, not what you know.
Exactly.
I think Sainsbury's have done something a bit similar to that. But they've opened up a pub. I can't remember what if it's called. But
it's the alcohol-free.
No alcohol in it.
Safe.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's really... I feel like it's the Victoria or something like that. And that's just in London for a few days. And they've kind of done that because they're like, oh, why should you not hang out in nice beer gardens if you don't drink and stuff? So it's a nice movement from them to try and, you know, like reduce the amount of binge drinking and stuff. So that was really nice.
Yeah. And also, Sainsbury's have opened a meat-free butchers.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, I don't know where, but it's pretty cool. They're getting themselves out there.
Sainsbury's are like on the ball, aren't they?
Yeah, go Sainsbury's.
So the last one that I've got is about this whole Area 51, everyone storming it on September whatever.
Yeah.
Don't really know how it's come about. I've not really read into it because I just thought it's a bit weird. But it's basically an event on Facebook and everyone's like, oh, if we all go, they can't stop us because everyone wants to find aliens or something. I don't know. But what I like about it is people that are using that to like market their own sort of brand. So there's a few dog shelters in America that are using the whole alien Area 51 kind of thing for people to come in and view the dogs and adopt. So what they're doing is they're putting like tinfoil hats, kind of hats on the dogs and little pictures, and they're just like, oh, come and storm our rehoming centre or something. And they've got like cats with like little bobbers with like eyes, and oh, the pictures are so cute.
Oh,
like,
stop.
And this morning I was just having like a bit of a scroll.
Yeah, I bet you were.
And apparently, I can't remember, the one shelter's got like thousands of pounds of donations just from doing that.
That's amazing.
Because they're using the same hashtag as what this event's using.
Yeah.
And obviously it's just gone through the roof, really.
Wow.
So that's a good way to kind of use what's going on around you.
Yeah.
To do
that. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Everything, use topical.
Hop onto it as much as you can. But yeah, just... And dogs and cats always go down.
Exactly.
Well, anyway.
Social media is the place for dogs and cats.
So there's another, I think it's in America as well, another like dog place, and they've put all of the dogs into like Hogwarts houses. So there's like Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and they've each got a house and they've characteristics and stuff. And they've like put pictures with their like little like house flags and stuff, and it's really cute.
My last one is, it's not the best marketing campaign I've seen personally. I think it's not gone down that well either.
Mm-hmm.
It's like caused a little bit of commotion. Mm-hmm. It's Cancer Research's new campaign, and it's like raising awareness of the link between obesity and cancer. Mm-hmm. So they've set up this massive billboard, and it's styled to look like branded cigarette packets, and it, like a statement on it is, obesity is a cause of cancer too. Like smoking, obesity puts millions of adults at greater risk than cancer.
Oh, wow.
Risk of cancer, sorry.
Yeah. It's quite...
Yeah.
Not controversial, but it is quite... Like, with cigarette packets, they stopped showing the branding on that.
Yeah.
So it's good that Cancer Research have hopped onto that.
I mean, like, obviously, I think it's amazing that they're showing, like, awareness of it. But
yeah, definitely.
People have said that it's more of an accusation than a call to action.
Okay. I don't know, Cancer Research must know their stuff. I mean,
obviously,
it's what they do. But I like it, actually, because I, as horrible as like cancer is and all that kind of stuff, you don't quite realise just how much it's around and stuff.
Yeah, the causes.
Yeah, so it's nice that they're not, I don't know, like smoking is a very big cause, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's nice that they're kind of using that idea. Cancer Research. Like. So I think that's all for our favourite marketing campaigns, PR stunts at the moment.
Yeah.
So obviously with all of these marketing campaigns, these are the big guys, but it's kind of a good way to think about how you market your business.
Yeah. And, take inspiration.
Sort of think outside the box, do things a little bit differently. Obviously if your business is quite like fun, quirky, then you can go a bit further. But if it's more sort of,
it's like getting interaction from your audience.
Yeah, and
like
just...
I mean...
Yeah. Getting people involved and getting people like dominoes.
Getting talked about.
Yeah. Making yourself just look good in general.
Yes.
So that is all from us today.
Yeah.
We shall see you soon for another episode of Break It Down.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye.